Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoub, the former executive director of the NICD and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. Professor Shoub, a happy Freedom Day to you.
And to you too, Simon. Good afternoon.
Yeah, you're one of the few people left in Johannesburg, it seems. Most people are spot here on the Cape Town promenade this afternoon. Prof, you're clearly not one of them, though.
No. I'm still where I am.
That's good to know. Somebody's got to do a bit of work in the middle of a pandemic.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Prof, you're going to raise the really fascinating issue of using wastewater for COVID surveillance. Where are you going with that?
You know, Sam, being in Cape Town, you're not experiencing what we're experiencing here in Fairmount Glen Hazel with water leakages.
Yeah.
And wastewater careering down the road.
Yes.
And this has been going on for close to a week now. So I thought maybe it's opportune to talk about wastewater monitoring.
Yep.
You know, we kind of look out for various signs to give us some indication that there is going to be an uptick of COVID. And obviously we're looking very carefully and very assiduously. We monitor for the third wave. You know, there has been an uptick in the Northern Cape, the Free State and Northwest, but so far it's still pretty quiet. So we use things like, for example, the number of COVID tests and the number of positives. But there's another kind of fairly, it's not novel because it's used and has been used for a long time now for 20 years or so, monitoring for polio, and that's looking at wastewater. Now the reason is that the virus, the COVID virus, the coronavirus, is excreted through the gastrointestinal tract through the stool, and then it can contaminate sewage and therefore wastewater.
Yeah.
So the polio folks have been doing this for a long time, and they've got all their technologies are very, very finely honed. And basically the COVID people are now piggybacking on the polio people and using the same kind of technologies. So they sample wastewater, you know, that's water coming from sewage, before it gets treated. They concentrate, are various ways of concentrating the water down, because obviously if there's virus there, it's in the very, very small amounts. It's very dilute. But they've got very crafty ways of concentrating the water, and then they use the molecular test. In fact, the same test that's used for diagnosing COVID, the PCR, you know, the polymerase chain reaction, that's an exquisitely sensitive test. It picks up, you know, virtually a couple of molecules in a specimen. So but even if there's a high dilution after concentration, you can still pick up the virus. And it's quite a good way, quite an accurate way, quite a way which, quite a technique which can be used to kind of forestall or to kind of see well in advance that there is going to be an increase of circulating of virus in the community, which will eventually translate into clinical illness. So they're developing in various parts of the world, and also in South Africa as well. There are a couple of laboratories, I think down in the Cape where you are, and certainly up here in Pretoria and Joburg, where they're using this wastewater sampling technique, wastewater monitoring, to kind of, at various sites in the country, looking for increased amounts of virus in wastewater. So I just thought I'd mention it. The wastewater careering down our streets here in Glen Hazel gave me the idea to kind of bring it up.
Fascinating.
I'm dead up now.
So it's almost like an early warning system without having to go through the rigmarole of having to test so many people continually.
Correct.
Wow, absolutely fascinating, Prof.
Yeah.
Once again, thank you for enlightening us on a different aspect of this awful virus. And we'll chat to you again tomorrow.
Great. Thanks, Simon. All the best. Enjoy Cape Town.
Thank you. You cannot not enjoy Cape Town.